All right, Marianne, so what's the story?
All right, so this woman is going to have a tough time getting a third bookkeeping job. She's in Salt Lake City. She was busted last week for embezzling more than $134,000 from her company.
Damn.
And she took the money.
She got greedy.
To pay back the money she'd embezzled from her last job.
Oh, my.
So now she has three felony charges. She's 44 years old.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul is what they say sometimes.
Right.
It's, you know, look, you see all that money going past you. I was at the lab-grown diamond place yesterday, and they've got employees walking around. And I asked, I said, there's millions of dollars. How do you make sure that nobody's, like, stuffing their pockets? And he said, well, we trust
him. Oh.
We trust him.
No security clearance thing?
I didn't get too deep, but I was wondering if they had to, you know, go through some stringent plan.
How tiny is that diamond? They could just slip it in their pocket.
I know. Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for holding on. What's your story?
I used to work at a body shop. Yeah. And of course, you know, people have deductibles anywhere from, you know, $100, $255, $1,000, $2,000. So the manager at the time, you know, obviously we didn't realize he had an addiction to, you know, a little bit of blow or whatnot.
Yeah.
And he would then, when people would come in there, this is before credit card machines, so people would come in there with cash or check.
Yeah.
So he would then, you know, just kind of write off the cash, like, you know, it's collected it, but that would go straight into his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I think that happens with bartenders a lot.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, lo and behold, he ended up getting fired from that job and then going to another shop and doing the exact same damn thing.
Mm.
And I believe now he's in jail somewhere.
Yeah. Hey,
you can only do it so many times.
Right. It catches up with you. Thanks for that.
I mean, bartenders, for sure, it's easy because it's tough to track how much, you know, booze is gone versus what the sales. I mean, as long as you keep the sales roughly around where they should be,
hey,
you're all right.
Somebody comes up and says, yeah, give me 10 lemon drops.
Yeah.
I'm pouring 10 lemon drops. I'm getting $30. It's going in my pocket.
Yeah, what bar are you going to, too, where those are $30? Hey. I had a friend whose mother worked at a very large grocery store chain.
I know one that came out of your area, but
yep,
go ahead.
Yep. And she was stealing gift cards gift cards, and she got busted, and it was really embarrassing. She was like a really popular girl in high school.
We had a mayor here that was stealing gift cards in the area.
Seems to be going around.
Yeah, that gift card thing. Oh,
it explains all my birthday presents from her.
Here, I got you a gift card.
From the bakery again.
Kirk McHugh and Marianne Cirque. And when the Boom Boom Room, you had the story about the woman that embezzled money to pay back this place that she embezzled from before.
Right.
Hey, people, you get around money, and
it's what she knew. Do what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life.
Got Jesse on the phone. Jesse, thanks for holding on. What's your story, bro?
Yeah, so I used to work at a department store a few years ago, and selling shoes mostly. We had this guy. He used to go in the back and he'd pick out like the most expensive shoes, like $100, $150 or whatever. And usually, like when people would return shoes, you know, they scan the shoe and then they swipe the credit card to put the money back on the credit card. Well, he would go in the back, take out the most expensive shoes, bring it up as a return, and then swipe his own credit card. So he was taking shoes that were never bought, putting money onto his card for him. Eventually, it caught up to him. He got busted for it and they fired him. I think he had to do some time in jail.
Oh.
I would imagine.
What are you in for? Shoes.
Yeah. Fetish.
Yeah.
Bought a lot of heels.
The funny thing is, his name was also Jesse, like mine, so everyone thought I was the one that was doing it.
Oh, not you, not this Jesse.
Change your name.
Nope.
Thanks, Jesse. My friend, Poster Child, back in the day, Dennis. Hey, Dennis. He used to have, I don't know what it was, but he had all these women's shoes. He owned a place where they sold everything.
It's a store.
It was a store called Baymart on your way to the beach. They sold everything, and he had a bunch of shoes in this warehouse, and if he met a girl, he'd take them over to the warehouse.
Oh, fun.
Throw that door open and be like, hey, babe, go ahead and grab some
that's
shoes.
That's a night.
Yeah. That's a nice icebreaker, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're gonna,
a little weird. I'd be like, I don't know. You
might
pick up a pair of shoes.
Fall madly in bed with somebody if they're giving you all these nice shoes.
It's odd, though. It's unique.
Yeah, but who's going to say no? I'm like, what's my size? You got my size?
Yeah. until you get the bill.
That's right.